وعلى رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. أما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this session of the آيات and حديث of fasting. كنا في لقاء الأمس تكلمنا على بعض الحديث، حديث إذا جاء رمضان، نعم. واليوم نتكلم عن الحديث الآخر متفق على صحته. Yesterday we spoke about the hadith of إذا جاء رمضان. And today we are going to speak about the other hadith which is agreed upon, which in which Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says كل عمل ابن آدم يضاعف الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف. قال الله تعالى إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به، يدع شهوته وطعامه من أجلي، للصائم فرحتان، فرحة عند فطري وفرحة عند لقاء ربه، ولخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying that all the deeds of the slave of Allah or the child of Adam is going to be, the reward of it is going to be doubled. The hasana equals 10 times of it, up until 700 times. It's going to be doubled up and up to 700 times, as Allah Ta'ala said in the hadith, in the same hadith, hadith Qudsi, except for fasting, verily it is for me, and I am the one who is going to reward for it. He, the slave, abundant his desire, his food, for me, meaning for Allah. And then Allah, then the Prophet ﷺ said that the person who is fasting will have two times of pleasure. The first time is when he takes his iftar at the sunset, and the second is when he stands before Allah Ta'ala in the day of resurrection. And then Isa ﷺ said that the smell, the khalufu, meaning the smell of the mouth of the person who is fasting, is more nicer smell than the smell of the perfume called al-misk. هذا الحديث يبين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيه عن عدد من الأمور تتعلق بالصيام. أولا، قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل عمل ابن آدم يضاعف له، يضاعف الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف. They saying of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم all the deeds of the ibn Adam is going to be increased in the reward. The one hasana is going to be increased in to 10 times of it and more, up to 700 times of it. هذا الجزء، هذا المقطع، قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم فإنه لي، كما في الحديث الآخر، فإن هذا يعني بأن عمل ابن آدم له قد رصد أجره. فالصلاة إذا أتم بشروطه وأركانه وسننه وواجباته لها هذا الأجر، وإذا أنقص منها نقص بقدر هذا الأجر، وهكذا. إذا صلى في جماعة له هذا الأجر، إذا صلى منفردا نقص بقدر 27 درجة، وهكذا. والصلاة في المسجد الحرام بمئة ألف صلاة، والصلاة المسجد، وهكذا. كلها قد حددت أجورها إلا الصيام. He's saying صلى الله عليه وسلم all the deeds of the son of Adam is going to be increased except for fasting. This means that all the deeds like prayer, for example, if you look to the prayer, for example, if the person performs the prayer perfectly, fulfilling all the pillars, obligations, optionals, and does the prayer in time in the jama'ah in masjid, he'll be given reward that is determined as in the hadith. The prayer of the person individually is lesser than, or the prayer in the jama'ah is greater than the reward of the prayer of the person who prays by himself by 27 times. 27 times. And as in the hadith, the salah in the prayer in Masjid al-Haram would equal والإيكول 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 100 times higher than the 100,000 times more than the prayer in other masajid, and the life of Masjid Nabawi 1,000. So the reward of all the worships already set up, except for the fasting. Allah Ta'ala did not determine the reward of it. Allah Ta'ala left it for him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the exalted, that he, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, is going to reward the slave on the day of resurrection based upon how perfect this fasting is. So if he perfected his fast by avoiding nullifiers or the reducers of the reward, the like of backbiting, slandering, looking to the haram and etc., lying, cheating, deception, all this would decrease the reward of it. نعم. ثم بين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لماذا الله عز وجل اختص اعطاء اجر الصوم بنفسه سبحانه وتعالى. قال سبحانه: الا الصوم وانا اجزي الا الصوم فانه لو انا اجزي به يدع شهوته، شهوه الاكل، شهوه الشرب، شهوه الاستمتاع بالزوجه، الشهوات التي تحرم حال الصوم، هناك شهوات تحرم حال الصوم، وهناك شهوات تحرم حال الصلاة، وهناك شهوات تحرم حال الحج مثلا. فمثلا في الصلاة there are desires to be abundant while the person is in fasting, desires to be abundant while the person is in prayer, desires to be abundant while the person and is in Hajj. And when we say desire, we mean the permissible desire, not the non-permissible desire. ومن أمثلة مثلا الشهوة في الصلاة مثلا شهوة الكلام، حتى المباح، بل حتى التعليم وكذا لا يكون في حال الصلاة. From the desire that is to be abundant in during the prayer is the desire of speech. Even the permissible speech is not permissible when the person is in the prayer. And even teaching knowledge is not permissible when the person is in the prayer. نعم. وهكذا شهوة الحركة مثلا، الحركة وال التوجه إلى غير القبلة لمن أراد، فإن هذا لا يسمح في الصلاة. Even the desire of movement and directing the face to other than this is not permissible in the صلاة. هكذا في الحج، فهناك يحرم شهوة اللباس المعتاد، وتحرم شهوة تغطية الرأس، وشهوة الطيب، وشهوة الحديث عن النساء وخطبة النساء، وشهوة الصيد، وشهوة قطع وشهوة الصيد. نعم، هذا كله يحرم حال تلبس الإنسان بالإحرام. So when the person is in the state of ihram, there are many things which used to be permissible for him become non-permissible for him. The like of the normal dressing, the normal clothes for a man, the covering the head for a man, covering the face and hands for a woman. Hunting for both, using perfume. These all are non-permissible things while the ihram, the state of ihram. So it's a desire that the person abandon for the sake of Allah. نفس الشيء في الصوم، same thing in fasting. فإن الإنسان يدع شهوه الطعام وشهوه الشراب وشهوه الزوجه لله عز وجل، وهي من الشهوات العظيمه، الشهوات العظيمه. So يعني these are from the major and great desires that the person needs to avoid and abandon. نعم. ثم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم للصائم فرحتان. Then he صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there are two times of pleasure for the person who is fasting. الأولى في الدنيا والآخرة والأخرى في الآخرة. The first is in this life world and the other is in the other life world. In the آخرة. فأما الأولى فتكون عند فطر، فإنه يفرح بهذا الفطر لأنه سيعود إلى الطعام والشراب والشهوة ويأكل ويتقوى. In this life world when he approaches the sunset time and eats, and then he comes back for eating, drinking and enjoying his family. وأما الأخرى فعند لقاء ربه، لأن الله عز وجل يحب الصائمين وقد أعد لهم بابا في الجنة خاصا بهم أسماه باب الريان، فهو يفرح بذلك لأن الله هو من يأجره على ذلك الأجور العظيمة، والله كريم سبحانه. So and in the hereafter he is going to be pleased when he stands before Allah with his fasting. He is going to be pleased with his fasting because Allah Ta'ala likes the people who fast, and Allah Ta'ala prepared the gate in the Jannah. One of the 8 gates of the Jannah is called the gate of Riyan, that is only for the people who used to fast, and Allah Ta'ala is the one going to reward them for his fasting. No one else going to give him the reward of it except Allah Ta'ala. فهذه حقيقة أمور يفرح بها جدا ولا يفرح بغيرها أو مثيل لها. نعم. ولخلوب فم الصائم، يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم ولخلوب فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. خلوب فم الصائم، الخلوب هو الرائحة النتنة التي يخلفها، والذي سميت خلوب، التي يخلفها خلو المعدة، التي يخلفها خلو المعدة من الطعام والشراب، فإن ينبعث منها عندئذ روائح قد تكون مستكرة للآدميين لكنها عند رب العالمين محبوبة، بل هي أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك الذي هو أنفس الطيب، الذي هو أنفس الطيب. نعم. ولذلك ينبغي الإنسان أن يفرح بهذا، لأن هذه الرائحة المتولدة من الصوم يحبها الله عز وجل. عن عيسى صلى الله عليه وسلم سمع ذا إز due to the empty stomach, which is a bad smell to the mankind, they find it bad smell. Allah Ta'ala considered it to be the best smell, and it is even better than the smell of al-misk, which is the best perfume. And the person must be pleased with that, because this smell is not non-cleanliness, but it is due to the obedience and worship to Allah Ta'ala. وهنا نبين بأن الصوم الذي يؤجر على الإنسان هو الذي يجانب فيه الزلل والخطأ بشتى أنواعه، شركا، بدعة، فسقا يتجنبه. Here we need to clarify that the fast which is rewarded so highly is the fast that the person avoids in it all the kind of things disliked by Allah Ta'ala, the like of the shirk association. He avoids association, the bid'ah innovation, he avoids innovation, the fisk disobedience and sins, so he avoids the sins and the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. وأيضا نبين له أن الإنسان عند فطره يكون فرحا، فلذلك ينبغي أن يبدأ بسم الله ويحمد الله على هذه النعمة، ويدعو كما جاء في الحديث أن للصائم دعوة عند فطره لا ترد. So the person also is pleased and happy for what Allah Ta'ala blessed him with, fasting the day and now break the fast at the sunset. So he is happy that he is going to go back to normal life with the permissible things like the food and drinks and wife. And at the same time he is so pleased that Allah Ta'ala have granted him the health to fast that day. And he must subligate, and thank Allah Ta'ala for that, and subligate, because subligation and invocation is one form of the thankfulness Allah Ta'ala likes and loves from his slaves, to subligate him and ask him and call him. Naam. And in the hadith, the person, the Muslim, has a da'wah that never be rejected. It is a da'wah by his time of iftar. Naam. وأيضا ينبغي ومما يجب أن نتعلمه هو أن هذه الرائحة من الفم ينبغي علينا معالجتها بالسواك، وإن احتاج الإنسان فرشاة ومعجونا فلا ضير، غير أنه ينبغي عليه أن ينتبه يتنبه إلى ابتلاء شيء منها أو من الماء إنما يمجه كله. And here we also clarify the issue of the smell that comes out of the empty stomach, that the person, although it is yani be like Allah Ta'ala, but we need to also yani clean up our mouth by using the siwak or the toothbrush and toothpaste. But with the toothpaste he needs to be careful not to swallow nothing of it or of the water that he uses. وهذا السواك واستعمال الفرشاة والمعجون ليس له وقت محدد من النهار، بل يجوز للإنسان يستاك قبيل العصر وبعد العصر وبعد المغرب حتى أيضا. The person, besides that he knew that the smell that he has due to the fasting is disliked by the people and it is highly liked by Allah, yet he needs also to use the siwak and toothpaste, but be careful of swallowing anything of that, and he be happy that this smell that people do not like is a smell found due to the worship, and that's why Allah Ta'ala likes it. It does not mean that Allah Ta'ala likes bad smells. No, but it means that because it is due to the worship. It is because of the worship. So that's why Allah Ta'ala likes it. And Allah Ta'ala likes it because this smell cannot be found if a person even drinks a small amount of water. So this means this smell that comes out of the stomach, into stomach, that means that this stomach is breathing came into it since the dawn. Now, and this come the toothpaste and brush and siwak can be used any time in the day, and it is not correct to say that after asr you cannot use the siwak, as in the opinions of some of the scholars. There is no any dalil of that, no hadith. It is permissible. والله تعالى أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى صحبه. If you have any questions, you can raise your hand. As long as there are no hands raised, that means that no questions. We end our session today and we'll see you tomorrow inshallah same time. والله تعالى أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى صحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.